Today, Shem Sechva Bekam Daf Samach Tes. We will begin on Daf Samach Tes Amad Aleph. Four lines from the top begins the Gemara Gufam Rabbi Yochanan Gozov Alaynas Yashu Habalim. If somebody stole something, Alaynas Yashu Habalim, the owners of that object had not been Miyash, Shneim Enim Yechayim Lahagdash. Neither of them could pay, neither of them could be Magdash that object. Zeh, the Gazlan, cannot be Magdashit, Lefish Enin Shaloi, because it doesn't belong to him. Zeh, and the one who it was stolen from, cannot be Magdashit, because Lefish Enin Rishusai, it's not anymore in his possession. Ask the Gemara, Umiyam Rabbi Yochanan Hachi, is this indeed Rabbi Yochanan's opinion, that somebody cannot be Magdash something that's not in his possession? Ask the Gemara of Rabbi Yochanan. Has Rabbi Yochanan taught us that throughout Shas, Halach Kistah Mishnah, the Halach is always follows the opinion of an anonymous Mishnah. And the reason that so is the rule, because when Rabbi wanted to decide that the Halach is in a certain opinion, he left it open. He left it anonymous. So Rabbi, the Halach is always the Kistah Mishnah, but Tanan. In our previous year, we quoted a Mishnah Masechta Maaseh Sheni Perikei Mishnah Aleph. The Mishnah discusses Kerem Revai. The Halach is that fruit in the fourth year, they grow the fruit on the tree. The Halach is that fruit may only be eaten in Yerushalayim, or they can be redeemed and the money taken up to Yerushalayim. And in Yerushalayim, that money will be spent on food items. So says the Gemara, Keren Revai, people who had Keren Revai in their property, and they wanted to notify people that this is Keren Revai and that it should be treated accordingly. They would put like mounds of earth around that tree, and by putting mounds of earth around that tree, people would be aware that it's a simen, that it to be a simen, that this fruit should be treated kadama like the earth. Ma dama in ika hana mina, that you could have hana, you could have benefit from the earth. Af hai nami, so too the kerem revai fruit, kimifgara, as we just explained, if it's properly redeemed, shari lisnui mina, mina, one could have benefit from it. Sha'orla, if there were orla fruit there, and the halacha is that orla fruit may not be eaten. So what they used to do is to make a simen, to show that this is orla fruit. Sha'orla becharsis, they put pieces of earthenware around it, that it should be a simen, it should be showed that this fruit should be treated kacharsis, like broken earthenware. Mar chasis ena nomina, just like you can't have any benefit, there's no benefit from broken earthenware. Af hai, orla may not be eaten under any circumstances. You're not allowed to have anor from orla. So the halach is that the less anomina, you should know it's orla. So shel kvaris, that if it's a field that has kvarim, that has people buried on it, and people should be aware that not to walk into that field. If you walk into that field, you could become tame, or if you're a kohen, you're not allowed to walk in there. If you're careful that you want to eat on the assumption that you are tar, so you have to stay out of that field. But the way they used to do is that they used to put plaster there, sid. That was a simen. The chiver, just like the bones, are white, like plaster, chivakat somas, that the plaster looks like bones. Umamacha, and they mixed the plaster with water. Vishayfich, and they spilled it around the area where there was a kever. Kecha, the nechvetvei, it should look like the bones, and it should be a simen. Continues the Mishnah. Amar b'shimon Gamaliel, the medvar mamurim, when did they do this procedure with the camera, with the fruit? B'shvius, in the Shemitah year, the Hefkininu, that they are Hefker. And since the fruit is hefker, and everybody knows that during the Shemitah year, I could take whatever I want. So in order to make sure that even though it's the Shemitah year, and I could take whatever I want, people should be aware that this is Revai or Orla, carry with it the various restrictions. That's why they made those simonim. Av Shashnei Shvuah, in the other years of Shemitah. So you have no right. One has no right to walk into somebody else's property and take fruit. And if he does so, he's a Rasha. The Gemara quotes the Pasuk, Halateil Rasha V'yamas. Let the Rasha do what's wrong. It's not of our concern. However, says the Gemara V'atznuim, you have people who are careful and they want to help people not do any Aveira. So the way they're able to help people from not doing an Aveira, they Menichen as Hamas, they would take money. We're talking about the Kerem Revai, obviously. Vaimrim, Kol Hanilta Mizeh, any fruit that's going to be taken from this field, Kol Hanilta Mizeh, Mechol Hamas, Alolu should be redeemed, and therefore whoever takes it is going to be able to have that. So Tysus asks a question, that from here we see that we could redeem Kerem Revai fruit even when it's still attached to the tree. So if this person is concerned that nobody should end up eating fruit from his field, even though the person who's taking the fruit is doing the wrong thing, he has no right to take fruit without my permission. I'm still concerned about him, as the Gemara calls this individual, from the tsnuin, that doesn't want that somebody should do the wrong thing. So why doesn't he just go and redeem all the fruit that's on the tree? And like that, he'll be confident that nobody's going to eat fruit that wasn't properly redeemed. So Tysus gives two answers. One answer is that not all the fruit do I want to redeem. I actually want to take some of that fruit up to Yerushalayim and eat in Yerushalayim. So I don't want to redeem all the fruit. I only want to redeem what people should not eat, what they're not supposed to eat. Another Teretz Tysus answers is as long as fruit is attached to the tree, it can continue to grow. And you can't redeem something that hasn't grown yet. Since you cannot redeem something that wasn't grown yet, I'm only redeeming something that's going to be detached from the tree. While it's attached to the tree and it's growing, I can't obviously do a redemption. This halacha is only explained Tysus, not during the Shemitah year. During the Shemitah year, this doesn't work, because during the Shemitah year, I can redeem fruit that belongs to me. But Shemitah year, everything is hefker. And since everything is hefker, was that they can't do this system. And the only system that's available is what we spoke about earlier, making the simonim that people should know that this is Revai or this is Arla. So ask the Mefarshim, if that's a good procedure to make a simon that everybody should recognize that this fruit is Arla, this fruit is Revai, so why don't they do that not just in the Shemitah year, but in all the years they should do so, and people will know that they should stay away from this fruit. It's Revai, it's Orla. So the Meiri explains that making the simonim with the earthenware or with the lime or whatever wasn't the best simon. There was always a concern that people will not see it. That's why they didn't want to rely on it. Only in the Shemitah year, as we just explained, when there was no other option. Another answer to the Teretz Chaim gives is that putting the simonim is just a simon that people will know that this is what it is. But says the Teretz Chaim that there are some people that will see the simon, they'll see that it's Revai fruit, and it won't bother them, they'll eat it. But here they wanted to do something which is only possible during the non-Shemitah year, that the people should be allowed to eat it without and without any question. And how is that possible? That is by putting out, by redeeming it before. Our Gemara taught us that from here we see that there's a concept, the Gemara said, of Halitei L'Rosh V'Yomis. There are a number of areas where the Paiskim bring up this question. A person, the Shal Tshuvas V'Shyor, says that a person should not have in his home non-kosher food. Even though he knows it's non-kosher, he always has to be concerned that maybe somebody will come to his home and eat that food, not recognizing that it's non-kosher food. That person has no right to eat the food without my permission. But here, that's the concept of Halitei L'Rosh V'Yomis. Should we or should we not allow a person to do so? Another question that the Shal Tshuvas Divrei Malkiel says, that can one make a kedusha with a tanai? We prefer to avoid making a kedusha with a tanai. The question is, if sometimes it may be the right thing to do, because who knows, different types of shayles will come up. The Shal Tshuvas Divrei Malkiel, Chelek Hey Simcha Kof Alf, says, since that type of kedusha is not the type of kedusha that we're supposed to make, even though the price that's going to be paid is that the person may do something wrong, the halacha is Halitei L'Rosh V'Yomis. And in general, the Masham in the Tshuvas Chelek Aleph, Siman Zayin, says that that's one of the reasons we have to be concerned about not being lenient in the Rabbanans. Even though one can maybe make an argument, by being lenient in the Rabbanon, maybe that will prevent a person from being over in Issa Daraisa. That's not our position. Our position is we're supposed to do what's right. And if the person will end up doing something that's wrong, Halitei L'Rosh V'Yomis. Not to take away that, of course, as we know, there's a halacha that Hachayach Tachayach, we have an obligation to make sure somebody to help make sure that nobody should do an Aveira, but that doesn't mean that it should be at the expense of us doing an Aveira. Or in general, if a person is doing an Aveira, are we obligated to stop him? The Paiskim speak about a Gemara that's quoted in Masechet Derech Eretz. The Gemara speaks about Rabbi Yeshua had a guest that he had over in his home, and the guest was staying in the upper story, and the way it used to be was there was a ladder that people could get from the upper story down. Since Rabbi Yeshua was not certain about who this person was, so he removed the ladder. And what happened was, indeed, this person was an honest person. He, in the middle of the night, thought he stole some objects from the home and wanted to escape, not knowing that the ladder wasn't there, and he took a step and he fell and broke his back. So we see from here that Halitei L'Rosh V'Yomis, we don't have to be concerned. On the other hand, Rav Shlomo Zalman, Orbach Zatzal, the Shas of Tshuvas Micha Shlomo Chel Gimel Simon Kuf Hey, says that that isn't so simple, that we're allowed to create a situation in a house that somebody could get hurt. He says there, Rabbi Shua's intention was not that he thought that the person is going to just try to escape. He thought that the person will realize there is no ladder and will remain standing there, but not that he wanted Chas V'Shalom create a situation of a person hurting himself. And again, the question here is, how far do we take this concept of Halitei L'Rosh V'Yomis, let the Rosh do something wrong, even though we didn't do anything to make him do the Aveira? The question comes up regarding somebody who's driving on Shabbos. And he's driving on Shabbos, and he asks you for directions, are you allowed to give him directions or not? So we're talking about a Jew who's driving. On one hand, we have to stop somebody from doing an Aveira. On the other hand, we have the case of Hilteu L'Rosh Hashyamas. So the Debrat Sinarov and the Shalos Atshuvas Ber Moshe, Chelik Aleph Simon Ayin Aleph, says somebody giving a Jew direction how to drive on Shabbos is certainly, he says, an Issa Gomer. And not only is a Issa Gomer, it is considered a Chila Hashem. Even though the person is offended, he asked you what directions and you just ignore him, but that doesn't give you a right to help him. There may be a concept of Teu L'Rosha V'Yomus, but there is no halacha, there's an isser to help somebody do an aveira under the circumstances. But what we see from here is that the money that people you could do redemption, even though it's not in your property. So, and it's a Stam Mishnah. So isn't that halachic Stam Mishnah? So why did Rabbi Yochanan start our shir today that you can't be magdish something that's not in your rishos? V'chi tema man tana tznuin. Who is the tana of the tznuin that taught us this procedure? It's Rav Shimon Gamliel. Says the Gemara, that still would be problematic because we have another rule. Because Amar Rabba Babachana, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, kom mokum shoshana Shimon Gamliel v'mishnah seinu. Wherever Shimon Gamliel's opinion is stated in a Mishnah, halacha k'maisa, we paskin like him, chutz the three exceptions. One is the case of Orev, a Gemara in Masechta Baba Basra. Somebody accepted to be an Orev as a guarantor, and the guarantor could be even a Gar of Kablin. An Arav Kablin means that I'm agreeing to pay this loan, to guarantee the loan, and you could come to me even if the loiva has money. That's the opinion of the Chachamim. Rav Shimon Gamliel says no, that even though I took upon myself to be an Arav Kablin, if it's a situation where the loiva has money, you have no right to go to the Arav Kablin. You should first go to the loiva. The next case was Tzaydin. It's a Gemara that we learned in Masechta Gittin, where somebody told his wife, I'll give you a get on the condition that you give me back a certain garment. And that garment that got lost. So the Chum's opinion is, even though this woman is prepared to give the value of the garment, the condition was clear, the stipulation was clear. You need to give me back that specific garment. And if you don't give back the specific garment, the get's not a good get. If Shimon Gamliel holds, the garment is lost. Give the mat, if you give the value, it'll be fine. And the third case is Raya Achrayna. The Gemara Masechta Sanhedrin discusses where there was a Din Torah. And the party that was called to Din Torah was told, defend yourself. And he says, I don't have Edom, I don't have any proof. And afterwards, he says, well, I do have Edom, I do have proof. Achamim say, once you declared that you don't, you don't. Rav Shimon Gamliel says that if you discover them, you can. So these three places, the halacha is not like Rav Shimon Gamliel. Everywhere else, we do paskin like Rav Shimon Gamliel. And here we see that Rav Shimon Gamliel said you could redeem something even when it's not in your possession. Amri, says the Gemara, loy tema. Don't say that the gears in the Mishnah should be kolam nelka mizah, which means that everything which was already collected, and therefore it's no longer my property, how could I have the ability to redeem it? Elaima, the proper way of saying it is kol hamislaket mizah. Everything that will be collected, but at this point that it's still in my control. And as we said earlier, from here we see that you can still you could still redeem something as Kerem Ravai when it's still connected to the property. Ask the Gemara. V'Amar Rabbi Yochanan Hachi, could that possibly be Rabbi Yochanan's opinion. From Rabbi Yochanan, Tznuin v'Rab Doisa, the opinion of the Tznuin that we just discussed in this Mishnah, and Rab Doisa that we're going to mention as opinion from the Braisa Amr Dura v'Achad. And Rab Doisa, Nilkut Kamar. Rab Doisa, we see clearly, we're speaking about a situation of something that was already collected. The Torah speaks about a mitzvah of leket. The halacha is that when bundles fall down, one or two bundles fall down, that belongs to the aniyim. If more than two bundles fall down, it belongs to the owner. Not all of the poor people were familiar with this halacha, and they sometimes would take bundles that they were not entitled to. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, so Rabbi Yehuda said, Shachris, in the morning, a person, an owner of a field who's concerned that people shouldn't take, that aniyim shouldn't take what they're not entitled to, would say, Kol shi'ilketu aniyim yoyim, anything they're going to collect today, yei hefker. And therefore, if they end up taking something that they really shouldn't have taken, it's not going to be a problem. Rabbi Doisa Omer, the Taisa Omer, and in the evening is when this statement should be made. The owner says, Kol shi'ilketu aniyim, anything that the aniyim collected today, even if it was something that they shouldn't have taken, it should be hefker. So, ask Taisus, there is no question that Rabbi Yehuda's approach is a better approach than Rabbi Doisa's approach. So, if that's a better approach, why doesn't Rabbi Doisa say what Rabbi Yehuda said? So, Taisus answers that the concern here is that if somebody is going to get up in the morning and make this type of a public announcement, then the aniyim are going to feel very comfortable in taking what they're not entitled to. So that's why, since Rabbi Doisa, as we're going to learn now in the Gemara, holds that this is a legitimate approach, since he holds that it's a legitimate approach, then for he rather make it at the end of the day, not at the beginning of the day, that to avoid abuse. But we see from here that Rabbi Doisa says, even when it's not in your control, you could say, I'm making it hefker. So why does Rabbi Yehuda, so isn't that the same by Hegdish? Says the Gemara, Epech, what Rabbi Yochanan is going to hold is we should reverse Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yehuda. And it's Rabbi Yehuda that says, only when it's in my possession, I can make it hefker, and only when it's in my possession, I could be magdishit. And as I saw, the Ktzois explains, Hegdish and Hefker, even though they're not exact same, work with the same principle. Something that's mine, I can be Magdish. Something that's mine, I can be Mafker. Ask the Gemara, am I after Masnissen? Why have you reversed the opinions in the Braisa and reversed Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Doisa? Apcha Rabbi Yochanan, why don't you reverse the opinion of Rabbi Yochanan? Veima, and say that Snuin Rabbi Yehuda Amar Tavechad, that both of them are of the opinion that you could only be poida when you have control of it, and then that will be consistent with Rabbi Yochanan's opinion. It says the Gemara Amru, Lesagi Delay Masap Masnisen, there is no choice but to reverse the opinions in the Braisa, because we have a Mishnah that shows us clearly the Bahama Masnisen Ketani, we're going to have a Braisa that teaches us this later of Yehuda Breira, that he holds of retroactive designation. And the Shemila Rabbi Yehuda of Alma, and now the question is, we're going to learn a Braisa that Rabbi Yehuda normally does not agree with retroactive designation. Yet here we're going to see that, here we see Rabbi Yehuda is subscribing to Breira, and here we see that he doesn't subscribe to Breira. And therefore we have a question, the Tanan, where do we see this? The halacha is that you're buying produce, you're buying wine from a kuti, and it's Friday, and the kutim were accused that they didn't take off trumas and maestras. So I'm buying the produce, I'm buying wine from a kuti, and it's Friday afternoon, and I won't be able to drink it on Shabbos because the kutim were accused
that they didn't take off Trumas and Maisras. And on Shabbos, you can't take off Trumas and Maisras. So what should you do? Rashi, of course, points out that this Mishnah refers, this Braisa refers to a situation where it's before they made a gzeira that you may not drink the wine of the Kuti. Because if you're not allowed to drink the wine of the Kuti, this entire conversation is not relevant. So you have here 100 gallons. And you start off by saying, Shnei Lugim Shnei Yosel Lefresh, two of the 100 gallons should be Truma. Because the average share of Truma is 1/50. Now I'm left with 98. Asor should be my Sarishin. And as all the Rishonim point out, it's not really 98. It's not really 10. It's 9.8. Then you're left with now with 90. Tesha should be Maisa Sheni. Or Mechel. And the Maisa Sheni you should redeem. That's the way Rashi learns. Rashi learns that the definition of Mechel is that you should redeem it right away. Others that you have in your home, that you could do on Shabbos. V'shoyis miyana, and then drink from that wine, Divrei Rameyim. Taisus says Umechel means not that you should redeem it, but you should drink it and redeem it after Shabbos. Yudah Rabbi Yosi, Rav Shimon Oisim, you can't do this because it depends on retroactive designation. And he doesn't hold of Breira, you can't do retroactive designation. So the question is, here, if Rabbi Yehuda is going to hold that the mafker, you can be mafker ready what he collected, that's retroactive designation. So because of that, we had a problem with Rabbi Yehuda's opinion anyway. Amri, so ask the Gemara, soif, amaykam hafklas lemasnisin, why do you reverse the opinion of Rabbi Doisa, mishum nekash Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yehuda? Because we had the stira with Breira. Hashtanami, even with the reversals of the opinion of Rabbi Doisa, we still have the question, kash Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yehuda. Hashtanami, we had the question, of stira Rabbi Yehuda, if he owed Breira, but now we have a question of Rabbi Yochanan, because that's what forced us to reverse the opinions of Rabbi Yehuda. But ask the Gemara, we have a question of Rabbi Yochanan as well. The Amr Rabbi Yochanan, in order that Rabbi Yochanan's opinion should not be questioned, we said, Loi Tema, don't say, Bat Tznuin Kol HaNilket, but rather, because we should say, Kol HaMeslaket, that anything that will be collected. But by saying anything that will be collected, you're saying Breira. And Rabbi Yochanan, less like Breira. We see in Shas, Rabbi Yochanan doesn't subscribe to Breira. Where do we see that, says the Gemara? Domer Rav Asi or Rabbi Yochanan, Ha'achin Shechalku, if brothers divide up a Yerusha of their father. So the question is, how do we look at this division? Do we say Breira, and it's retroactively understood that what one brother got as his share was always his share, and what the other brother got his was always his share? Or do we say, Ein Breira, and they just made an arrangement, I'll take this and you'll take that? Where would be the nafkamina, says the Gemara? The nafkamina would be regarding Yovel. If we say that it was always theirs, retroactively it was designated that this was always there, so it was always theirs, there's no requirement that in the Yovel year it be it reverses. We know that if somebody buys something, somebody makes a transaction, in Yovel everything is reversed. So the question is, how do we look? How does the halacha look at such an arrangement? Does the halacha look at such an arrangement as a regular business transaction? That's what you'll have to say if you hold a Breira. If you hold a Breira, then the halacha could view this as it was always his, and Yovel wouldn't make a difference. The fact that Rabbi Yochanan says that there has to be reversed in Yovel, it's a business transaction. Obviously, he holds a Breira. But if we're going to explain the Tznuin the way we're explaining, it's obvious that he holds a Breira. Ella, says the Gemara, Kol HaNilket. He says that everything that will be connected, and therefore the halacha will be so by Hefker and by Hegdish, that even though it's not on your, even though it's no longer in your Rishus, call and look at everything that was collected, I could still call Hefker. We asked the question that Rabbi Yochanan always paskins like a Stam Mishnah, and how could you, and the Stam Mishnah teaches us that something which is no longer in your control, you can't be Magdish or Mafker. Says the Gemara Stama Achrina Ashkach. He made a different Stam. What is the other Stam? The Mishnah that we've been learning. The Tanan Amishnah taught us. Ain't going if Achagadim Shalom Tishlomi Kefil. The Aloch is he doesn't pay Kefil. And the question is, my, why? Bishlam Aganav Rishon Lay Mishalim. The second Ganav doesn't pay Kefil to the first Ganav, as we learned in our previous year. The Torah Gdosha says, the Gunav and Besa Ish. V'lo Besa Ganav. A Ganav doesn't pay kefil to a ganif. El labalim, but to the original owner in the shalom, el lav shma minob, ze lefish en shaloi. The second ganif doesn't pay kefil to the first ganif because I didn't steal something that belonged to him. Lezel en rishusoi. So we see that something which is not in your rishus is not yours. So ask the Gemara, but we have had in our shiur today two different Stam Mishnayis. My chaz is the Osbos Ahi Stama. Why are we following after this Stama? Why Levikai Stam the Tznuin? That shows that you can be Mafker, something that's not in your Rishus. So we have two Stam Mishnayis that go in different directions. If something that's not in my Rishus, is it considered mine or not? Why do I follow this one that says it isn't versus the Tznuin, which seems to say it is? Answers the Gemara, Mishum the Silei Kra. The Pasuk supports the opinion that if I don't have it, it's not mine. Because the Pasuk says, V'ish ki yagdish is basic kodesh l'shem, ma basic b'rishusoy. What is the definition of a bayis? That something that's mine, af ko b'rishusoy, that's where you can be magdish or mafker. So we see that if it's not in my rishus, I can't be magdashit. And therefore, somebody stole something from me, even though it's mine, of course, but since I don't have control over it, I can't be magdashit. However, the Baal Mor says a very bechiddush. He says, if there's going to be a situation where the ganav stole something and he announced that it is his intent to return the stolen item, the owner would be able to be magdashit. Since the ganef is no longer holding it against the owner's will, he intends to return it, that's enough that he should be able to be magdashit. The Ramban disagrees with the Baal Amor. And the Ramban's opinion is that the definition of Einu B'Rishusoy is not just because I can't get it, and here I can get it. Because as long as it's not under my control, when it's by the ganef, in certain to a degree, the ganef is still responsible. That means, says the Ramban, if let's say this ganef is still holding it, he's announced that he's returning it, but he says he's returning it, but until he has actually returned, something will happen to it. The ganef will be held responsible. And therefore, says the Ramban, until the owner gets it back, physically gets it back, he can't be magdashit. Rabbi Kveiga discusses a reverse situation. He says when somebody stole something without making a kinyan. For example, a ganef does not allow the owner of something access to his object. Should the owner be allowed to be magdashit or not? On one hand, Rabbi Kveiga says he should be allowed to be magdashit, even though he can't access it, because the ganef didn't take ownership. That would be the opinion of the Ramban. According to the Baal Amor, since the owner can't access it, and the ganef has no intention of giving him access, doesn't have any intention to give him access, it could be that the halacha will be that the owner would not be able to be magdashit. Amar Abaye, Ilav, Damar Rabbi Yochanan,
If not that Rabbi Yochanan told us that Snuin Rabbi Yochanan Daisa Amid Davar Achad, have Mina, Snuin agree with Rabbi Daisa, but Rabbi Daisa not necessarily agree with the Snuin. Snuin is Lur Rabbi Daisa, because, or Mabaganef, if somebody stole something, the case that we've been talking about, somebody took Kerem Revai fruit that he wasn't allowed to, of the Rabbanim Takanta, Chazal made a rule that you can make, the Tznuin can make this type of declaration that the redeeming, even though it's no longer in their possession, certainly, Neim Tzrich Lameima, certainly they're going to make that type of a recommendation for poor people that took leket that they weren't supposed to, but they didn't realize they weren't supposed to. Reb Daisa less laid the Tznuin, but Reb Daisa doesn't necessarily have to agree with the Tznuin. Aniyim, by the Aniyim, as we explained earlier in our shir, that it's possible that the Aniyim are unlearned. And because they're unlearned, they don't know the halacha that three bundles is not leket. So that's where, of the Rabbanan Takanta, that you should be able to make this declaration that they shouldn't end up taking something which is not theirs. A ganav, when we speak of ganav, that takes revai that he has absolutely no right to take, says the Gemara of Daisa will hold, Los Rabbanan Takanta, Chazal did not make any takana on their behalf. Says the Gemara, Amar Ravi, Ilav da Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Tznuin, Rabbi Daisa, Amar Davachad, Hava Amina, Man Tanat Tznuin, who I would assume is the Tan of Tznuin, Rav Meihi. Lav Amar Rameyer. Rameyer's opinion throughout Shas is Maisa Mam Gavoyu. The question is, when we have Maisa Sheni money, which we know Maisa Sheni money is in the first and the second and the fourth and the fifth years of the Shemitah cycle, you have to take off the Maisa Sheni and take it to Yerushalayim, or you could redeem it and take that money to Yerushalayim. The question is, who is considered the owner of that money? So Ramey's opinion throughout Shas is that it's considered Mamon Gavoya. So for example, if the owner of this Maisa Sheni would use that money, we learned the Masech the Kedushin, to be Mekadosh an Isha, to marry a woman, it wouldn't be a valid Kedushin. Vafila Haki, Linya Padiyah, as far as being able to redeem it, the Torah says it is considered his, as we just explained. The Pasuk says, the Torah calls it Masroi, and therefore, if the owner of the Maisa Sheni is the one that redeems it, the Torah says if it's your Maisa Sheni and you redeem it, Maisa Chaimish, you have to add a fifth. Because if it wasn't yours, then if somebody else redeems Maisa Sheni produce, it wasn't his Maisa Sheni, he doesn't add a fifth. So we see that even though he holds its Mamon Gavoya, still, as to some degree, it's considered his because of the extra fifth payment. Kerem Revai, this the same thing by Kerem Revai. Gomer, Kodesh Kodesh V'maisa. He learns Gzeirah Shav from Maisa. Ksiv Hocha, the Torah, when it speaks about Kerem Revai, the Pasuk says, Kodesh Hilulim Hashem. And the Pasuk by Maisa Sheni, Ksiv Gabe Maisa, the Komasa Ors, Mizar Ors, Bepri Ors, Lashem, who Kodesh Lashem. Ma Kodesh to Ksiv Gabe Maisa, Avgav the Mam Gavayhu, Linya Padiyo, as far as Hilchas Padiyin are concerned, Ukmer Rachmana Brishusai, Av Hai Kodesh Nami, the Kodesh that the Torah states, by Kerem Revai, the Ksiv Gav Kerem Revai, Av Lav Gav the Lav Mam of the Day, even though it's not his, Linya Nechulei, as far as Hilchas Redemption are concerned, Hilchas Pinyin are concerned, Ukmer Rachmana Brishusai, it's considered as it is mine. The Kiesa Brishusai Nami, because when it's my rishus, the halacha is I can be paid it, and that's why the chaz tznum hold hashem hachi. Even though the kiyas rishus say, because let's think about it, say the tznun. Even when I do have control, that means before people took it, it's really not mine, but still the Torah considers it mine. Here too, even though they took it, even though it's not, it's kerem revai, it's still considered mine. Again, the kiyas b'rishus nami l'hala of the day. Even when I really have it, it's not really mine. It's mamon gavoya. But yet, the halacha is when it comes matzi ma'ich, when it comes to redemption, it's considered mine. Here too, even though people took it, and they shouldn't have taken it, Hamatzim Eichel, I can redeem it. Avel L'gabi Leket, when we come about Leket, which is not at all Mama Gavoya. If the Oni took Leket that wasn't belonging to him, it's my money. Kisib Rishusay, there's Alocha, only when I actually control it, Matzil Afgalei, can I be Mafgir it. Loi Lesib Rishusay, when it's not in my control, Loi Matzil Mafgalei, it's not like Maisa Sheni or like Kerem Rvai. However, points out Rashi, once the Gemara taught us that Rabbi Yochanan said that the Tznuin and the Rabdoisa Amr Dava Echad, then from here we learn that you don't have to have control of it at all, and still you could be mafkarit or be magdashit. Amr Avina, Ilav Dom Rabbi Yochanan, Tznuin Rabdoisa Amr Dava Echad, have a mean a man tan at Tznuin. I would have said that who's the town of Tznuin? Reb Doisa. That just like by Leket, that we shouldn't have a question of Stam Mishnah or Reb Yochanan. Reb Yochanan says, Alok is Stam Mishnah. Reb Yochanan, however, now she says, Ain't Adam Magdish. You can't be Magdish something that's not by you. You can't be Paida. And by saying that that Mishnah follows Reb Doisa, it won't be a Stam Mishnah. Because Reb Yochanan, Kistam Yechido, even though we have Alokha throughout Shas, that Rabbi Yochanan holds the Kistam Mishnah, but it's a Stam Mishnah that's the opinion of one Tana, then he doesn't hold it. And therefore, he wouldn't have to paskin like the Tznuin.